Burma opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has arrived in Europe on her first visit in 24 years. Suu Kyi was scheduled to make a speech Thursday at the annual meeting of the International Labour Organization in Geneva. The agency decided on Wednesday to lift restrictions on Burma in recognition of recent democratic reforms in the country, which is also known as Myanmar. We spoke to the director of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, who says the ILO has played a leading role in pushing for change in the country.
Aung San Suu Kyi's on this what's been called a landmark visit to Europe. What kind of message do you think she wants to send to Europe?
I think that she wants to secure support from European countries for the changes that are taking place, but at the same time warn, as she did when she was at the World Economic Forum in Thailand, that that there is over optimism about the situation as well. I think she feels, as she calls it, reckless optimism, that people are too excited about the changes so far, given the enormous challenges that are still ahead. Burma is still not a democracy. It still has one of the worst human rights records in the world. And there are still doubts about the intentions of Thein Sein, the president, about how far he actually wants to make real change in Burma.
Yes, because the interesting thing is that her visit's being seen as a milestone for the country's progress. But as you say, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, this is more of a personal a milestone for Aung San Suu Kyi. She hasn't been able to leave the country for 24 years. Because this is the first time that she'll be traveling around since she became such a high profile and internationally respected person. And on a personal level, returning to the UK where she lived with her husband, and she was not able to see him before he died of cancer, and she has family and friends here. So there's a big personal significance there, but I don't think you should read too much political significance into it, because from the government of Burma's perspective, they know that the perception will be this is a sign of how much has changed in Burma, and that's the image that they want to present. So this trip does suit the government of Burma's agenda as well.
One of the addresses she's making is to the International Labour Organization, which has had a long campaign against child and slave labour in Burma.
Yes, she's made that the first leg of her European tour. She has been in regular contact with the ILO in Burma since her release, and they have invited the ILO, the trade unions around the world, were among the first globally to mobilize people to lobby the international community about the human rights situation in Burma. They took a lead on that, and so I think it's an acknowledgement of the leading role that the ILO has played in pushing for change in Burma that she has decided to attend the conference there. But I think as well there is concern there as well that while the ILO is now talking about lifting some of the sanctions that it has got there, you still have endemic forced labour in the country in ethnic areas. You still have a very high level of rates of child soldiers. I visited one of the conflict zones in Burma earlier this year in Kachin State, and there were children recruited 14, 15, 16 years old into the Burmese army, and that had happened since Thein Sein became president. So there are still significant problems there as well.
Many European countries, of course, supported Aung Suu Kyi's fight for freedom when she was under house arrest. Do you think this is also a way of her going to different countries and kind of saying thank you for that support?
And certainly, I think you look at how the Geneva trip was sort of added later, but she always said before that she would visit Norway first because it was in Norway that they gave her the Nobel Peace Prize, and the Norwegian government was one of the first and most active supporting governments promoting democracy in Burma. So she wanted to visit Norway as one of the first countries to acknowledge that. The same with the UK, which in the European Union has played the leading role in pushing international pressure on the dictatorship in Burma. So those were the sort of, initially this European trip was just going to be Norway and the UK. Other countries were added afterwards, but Norway and UK were chosen because of their long-standing support.